Hello, if you listen through all that, my ad, you are a trooper, and thank you so much. Hopefully, I get better at this as I go on. I've always been behind the camera, or I'm just the one writing the script, but not the voice talent nor the actress, so this is new for me, so please be kind, haha, but yes, let us move forward. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever time it is for you right now. Welcome to my show, but more like me just going on and on with my opinions. But hey, I'll try my best to make sense. My name is Shai. I have a blog called All God Things. It's a daily quick bite blog based on God's word that are told in a simple way. I'm a multimedia arts and filmmaking graduate, and I mostly share things that are related to Jesus. If you are new here, basically, I am convinced that Jesus is God. He is the only one that can forgive me of my error and wrongs. So every day, the big idea in my life is to live, love, and look like Jesus. If you are already thinking, that is not me at all. I don't believe in Jesus. The awesome thing is that this is a wide open space. This is a place to celebrate humanity. I'm just glad that you are here. No matter what you believe about God or theology or philosophy, we've got way more in common than we don't. We're all human beings trying to figure out this life in this awesome podcasting space. So around 6 months ago, I heard Kanye West released an album called Jesus is King. I guess you also must have heard of that. I ran through the album and also saw the episode with James Corden that was like carpool karaoke but on a plane. What got my attention though was his interview for this channel, Big Boy TV. That's the channel name. It's on YouTube right now. I think it's an LA-based radio, but they upload their episodes on YouTube. So they have Kanye West as their guest, and they asked him about his faith, the album, the changes he's going through his life. So I checked in, most of my listeners are young adults, and as a young adult, I think it's safe to say almost all of us are outside college by now. When we were in school, we tend to adapt or adjust and sort of become a part of its ecosystem. What I mean is that we acquire the shared values, culture of the school, or the people that we were surrounded with almost every day. It just happens because you are required to show up every day. In that way, we kind of have a gauge or a benchmark. But now, outside of that, in a way, it's as if we are on our own now. What I'm trying to say, it's entirely up to us how we want our life to turn out, whether intentional or passive. Not everyone is required to show up for an office. Some are stay-at-home moms, entrepreneurs, or some have different work setups. And even if you have to go to an office with a set schedule of, say, 9 to 5, you can still leave that job or transfer anytime you want if it doesn't work out. So the culture we instill on our own self, the mindset, standards we're going to lean on, all these are entirely up to us. It's our own life now. No one is going to grade us for it. So it's freedom. And everyone wants to have a good experience in their lives, right? Hearing from Kanye West, who have seen the world, talk about how some choices that he followed didn't exactly lead him to good places is interesting and a lesson that we can apply for ourselves. What I'm taking from this interview I've seen is what he said, that what changed that path for him was this, fear and love for God. On a conversation, the interviewer asked Kanye if he was worried for his career when he started to identify as a believer of Jesus Christ. This is what he said, I fear and love God. When you remove the fear and love of God, you create the fear and love of everything else. You're talking to someone who only fears and loves God. And Jesus has brought the victory. Yo. So I try to make it verbatim, therefore the yo. So yes, I love it. I don't agree with everything this guy has done in his career, but I mean, we're all just broken people trying to make it. Even though I'm not a fan, all because mostly hip hop or rap is not really the genre I mostly listen to, but what he's saying is just so real. I think that when you just remove the fear and love for God, the acknowledgement that someone who is superior than all of us exists, it does create fear and love for everything else. And when we do that, there's space for addictions, compromises, and just things that don't fulfill ultimately. So when we make choices in life out of fear, it just does not work. It can lead to really bad decisions. There's a tendency to hurt others, your own self. So going back for us, young adults, how does that idea apply for us? I think this is the time of our lives where we have to make important and pivotal decisions. And for a lot of them, there's no longer a professor to question our choices, no midterms or finals to tell us how we are doing. So where do we lean on in times of making choices? What kind of person to marry forever? How to stay married? Which people do you keep close in your life? Who do you trust? How much to save? Do you rent or buy a house? What kind of insurance to get? Do you start a business or whatever it is? It is a great help to have someone who knows the future be on your side, someone to give you a guideline of what you can do now. And this guidance will be out of love. Because it's out of love, you can be rest assured it is going to be for your well-being, obviously. So that's way better than betting on the unpredictable wheel of life, right? Right? We are going deep. Anyway, do you listen to Kanye? What were your favorite songs from Jesus is King? So I'm just going to come out of the closet here. I'm actually more of a Taylor Swift listener. Haha. I'm not a Swiftie, but come on, her Reputation album and tour is girl, what a comeback. I enjoyed seeing someone overcome, and that was nice to see. Anyway, going back to this interview, Kanye said this line, "I let Jesus take the wheel." Midpoint in the interview, he also talked about there are people, Christian or not, are looking to get out of certain life situations, but they don't know how to. No one is telling them what steps to take. Then Kanye goes on to say, "It's simple. The truth is right here in the word." With that, he meant the word of God. The Bible. And you know what? It's true. I find that the principles found in the Bible is valuable in life, and it applies to whether you are a Christian or not. God, who designed the earth and everyone in it, for sure knows how everything should function, right? So he knows what works and what doesn't. Example is I could think of right now is sowing and reaping. And athletes for sure know this. They train and train. At the end of that, they get the results they want. And this principle is actually from the Bible. But not all athletes are Christians, right? So that's what I mean. The teachings in the Bible are just actually applicable for everyone. I mean, for me, I never knew the value of excellence until I read the Bible. I used to be just someone who coasted in school. It just wasn't a priority to be the best. So I just do what's enough. And those efforts to be excellent, God will bless them. Kanye also mentioned how he was in debt. And when he honored God, his Yeezys started to sell in billions, saying God is blessing his efforts. That was really nice to hear. At some point, Kanye explained to the interviewer what salvation is about. So that was interesting to hear from someone like Kanye West explain this. And he put it this way, quote unquote, paradise or Fahrenheit. And the truth is, it is as simple as that. That is the gospel in a nutshell. And it's real. It's real life. It's not religion or theology for people who agreed on a set of beliefs like a club. It's just simply real life. The devil is just a way of complicating things where people psychoanalyzes everything. You cannot psychoanalyze God with your human mind. You just can't. It's like an ant trying to figure us out. That can't be right because they're just They just camp. And so God, it's also the same. He's just too great for us. And God said in the Bible, each and every man on earth, atheist or not, knows in their hearts of hearts the existence of Him. Somehow, some people just has a way of suppressing this knowledge. And it is true. I don't want to shove my faith down people's throats. But, you know, I just know it's true and I can't help it. I want to share this beautiful thing I know. Haha. Anyway, what are you doing while listening to this? Are you cooking, working, driving, chilling? You are in a good company. He said something interesting as well. The process of being delivered, you really will be by yourself. By delivered, he simply meant as becoming a new Christian. He said, when it happens, because the Christians don't believe you, and all the people that's not Christians are like, you're weird now, you're Christian, and oh my goodness, I love it. This is just so real and true. I laugh when I hear this because it's fun to hear someone verbalize it. I so agree. This is from my personal experience. The friends I came from before accepting Christ, we partied and drank a lot. And I still love them, but when you experience change and it's true, you will be alone. And I knew some church people, but I had this sense that they kind of thought I was too worldly. I did have a sense that they're not gonna believe me. And you know what, when some church people started adding me on social media, I still had a lot of photos of parties and drinking and even crude jokes in the mix of it. And I was even the one initiating, oh my God, a lot of nasty things. Of course, it's just not gonna attract the church people at all. It's just not gonna make them like me at all. But hey, you know what? That's the in-between, and you just gotta soldier on through that, because you know what, Jesus is worth it. Maybe if you also are experiencing the same, hey, I got through it, Kanye West got through it, you can do this, you'll definitely be okay. So this is for my fellow people who identifies as a Christian. Kanye just preached. Somewhat in the last part of the interview, he said something like, if you are now a Christian, everything you are doing now is for the service for Christ. That could be music, fashion, film, whatever it is. It's such a reminder for all of us. I think sometimes there's just a tendency to forget who are we doing all this for. Doing it for Jesus gives you a purpose far bigger than your own self, your own interest, your own capacities. You get to be invited to play a part of a grand plan of God for the world. It is going to happen whether you join or not. His plans are gonna play out. The joy is having the opportunity to have a part in it and be rewarded as well. Righty, hey, did you find any of these interesting? Thank you for hanging out with me today. Please click subscribe so you can be updated with the coming episodes. You can visit my blog at www.allgodthinks.com. I have an Instagram account. It's at ShandeCone, and Twitter, it's also at ShandeCone. I'll leave all these details below. Like what Kanye West said, we going wild, we on the loose. People is lying, we are the truth. Everything old shall now become new. The leaves will be green, bearing the fruit. Love God and our neighbor, as written in Luke. The army of God, and we are the truth. I am not a rapper, and I did not try at all. That came from his lyrics from the song Sala. Anyway, love you guys.